Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we're going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So today I'm going to read you an entry from 365 Inspirations for the Soul of the Side Hustler and the Entrepreneur. It is a book that is available on lifeaccordingtoher.com. If you scroll down on the side scroll, it's available there. Or if you click on the books tab, it's available there, as well as if you click on the books tab and you see the drop down menu that says Inspo Book, it's available there too. Now that I've gotten that mouthful out of the way, the inspiration that I want to read to you guys from the book says, "Wins should not be taken to the head. Losses should not be taken to the heart." Now, on face value, the first thing that you could easily pull out of that is about balance. To me, this is all about balance. It is speaking to the fact that age-old saying that I'm sure your parents used to say to you, you win some, you lose some. That's the nature of life. That's the way it goes. You're not always going to be a winner, and you're not always going to be a loser on the losing end of things. I hate saying a loser, but on the losing end of things. And, you know, I think we've all probably seen that quote that floats around, oh, I don't lose, I learn. It's something to that effect. I'm really just simplifying it. But it's talking about when you think that you've lost, or you're in a situation where maybe things didn't go your way or things didn't go as planned, you can look at it as a gain in the sense of experience, new knowledge, knowing what to do differently next time to maybe make the outcome or the results different. So you're not losing, you're actually learning. That is absolutely one positive way to look at things, as well as you have to be mindful that when you're winning and when you feel on top and you feel like things are going great and you're just in a great space and everything's just flowing and really coming together, be mindful and be appreciative and be grateful. To me, that is a great way not to take the wins to the head. So the inspiration says, wins should not be taken to the head. Losses should not be taken to the heart. We have to remember our balance. And when we remember our balance and walk from a space of gratitude for our wins and gratitude for our losses, it's easier to maintain that balance. So what I want to offer you this week is something for you to think about as you go into your week, as you just start maneuvering and making your way through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I want to offer to you the idea of balance and being grateful for the things that happen in your favor and for the things that don't happen in your favor. And you know, when you think about it too, sometimes when you look back on things that didn't actually happen in your favor, things that you really, really, really wanted to work out, you just knew that this was going to be the best thing to happen to you if it actually happened. Sometimes when you look back, you realize that was not meant for me. That was not the right thing for me. If that would have worked out, or if that would have happened, it wouldn't have been what I needed. It wouldn't have been the best. So you have to be mindful of those things, and you have to pay attention to your space in terms of how you appreciate and how you're grateful for the things that happen perceived in your favor and the things that seem to be not in your favor, because they could actually be in your favor, but you just don't know it yet. So once again, wins should not be taken to the head. Losses should not be taken to the heart. Don't beat yourself up about things that don't exactly work out. Eventually, it all works out in the end, just as it should. So I hope you have an amazing week this week. I hope all the amazingness that is this life you are able to enjoy. Thank you so much for spending the 7-Minute Sunday with me. And as always, keep killing it.